Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I really do feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone more and more. I know a lot of you do as well. Thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday. Already the first day, it's hard to believe, of August 2012, and we will be here for the next 3 hours. Wow. Where to begin? It finally broke in a big way in mainstream media yesterday. In the London Guardian, the Associated Press, the Asia Times, we're really all over the place, that the main force, in fact, the majority of the fighters in Syria are al-Qaeda. Now that was the case over a year ago when the whole Libya liberation, and I say that as a joke, by the Peace Prize president started. And we had guests on, multiple guests from Tripoli. And other areas, like Tarpley. In fact, we should get Tarpley on sometime this week, just on this Syria situation, before we go off into how wonderful big government is. But I do want to get Tarpley's take on all this. Max Keiser is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour. He says the collapse is imminent. And I really don't usually hear him talk like that. He says there's going to be a collapse of J.P. Morgan and stuff like that down the road because they're derivatives. And since then, it's turned out it was $1 billion, $2 billion, $8 billion, $10 billion, $20 billion, $40 billion. And of course, all that's leverage. So a billion's more like hundreds of billions, depending on how the derivatives are structured. So all of that is coming up today here on the worldwide transmission. And as usual, I'm getting to the point where I'm just completely overwhelmed. I know a lot of you are. It's all just cuckoo land crazy, the news we've got. It's crazy. It is so bizarre, all of it. I don't even know how to respond to it. I mean, we knew it was coming, but to see it unfold is quite another thing. So we're going to be going over al-Qaeda turns the tide for rebels in battle for eastern Syria. And then the article basically goes on to describe them as freedom fighters. And, of course, I predicted that down the road, we would see a move to then invade Syria and Libya to deal with al-Qaeda. NATO funds al-Qaeda, the U.S. funds al-Qaeda, the so-called interests that have hijacked our nations do, and then we'll have to have a, of course, occupation, as is now happening all over Africa, to stop the spread of the rats that the Pied Piper himself has released. It's the old Pied Piper story. And they're getting ready for this big battle between Shiites and Sunnis with the West. Well, the Ayatollah, the head honcho, said war within weeks. That's the kind of news we have here today. And so it'll be the Wahhabi-backed al-Qaeda jihading all of the moderate states like Egypt, Libya, and Syria. Getting rid of them and then jihadiing around and, you know, putting women back in burqas and all the rest of it on TV. And then it will, at the same time, be bomb the daylights out of the Iranians and attack Hezbollah forces in Lebanon. And then the news is going to say when there's terror attacks in the country, al-Qaeda did it, and that al-Qaeda is based in Iran. That's like saying Lex Luthor is the friend of Spider-Man, or is Spider-Man. Of course, it's a character from a whole different genre, but anyone who knows comic books would understand that instantly. Or it'd be like saying Lex Luthor is actually Superman. People are like, well, that's obviously not true. Well, I mean, it's the same thing here. They're always saying Iran runs al-Qaeda. It's like saying Coke runs Pepsi, or Chevy runs Ford, or the 49ers are the Redskins. I mean, it's just not true. But it doesn't matter. The public knows football, and they know comic book characters. They don't know who al-Qaeda is, who Hezbollah is, and that is why we're slaves. That is why we fail.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The head Ayatollah over in Iran is saying that there will be war with the West within weeks. We're going to be going over that. Paul Watson has an article on that at InfoWars.com. They are relaunching Kony 2012, even though it was exposed as a total PR stunt fraud, as a pretext to invade every country of Africa. They've had Congress try to pass resolutions saying they can invade any country because of Kony, who hasn't been seen in almost 6 years. And controlled a few hundred square miles. Kony 2012 style PR stunt to sell war on Syria. They've also been caught putting out fake photos of massacres, fake television broadcast of massacres. And we're going to be showing some of that if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. If not, just go to Paul Watson's article. Also, Aaron Dykes wrote an article last night going over all of that. Wag the Dog Media published Photoshop forgery. In fact, we could show that right now. To sell image of war-torn Syria. And you can see the real image on bottom, and on top, they put the bombed-out city behind them. This is standard. In fact, if we go to Aaron Dykes' article, it's more detailed than that one. It's titled, Wag the Dog Media Published Photoshop Forgery to Sell Image of War-Torn Syria. We show when CNN got caught doing fake broadcast and shilling dead bodies they themselves had Al-Qaeda kill. I mean, it's just beyond throwing baby out of incubator lies that turned out was totally made up. Say, well, we have to attack Iraq. They threw babies out of incubators. And they have gone beyond that now. And every major city across eastern Syria is run by Al-Qaeda. And they are just lining up Jews and Christians and killing them, blowing up churches, blowing up synagogues. Because that was one of the most open societies for religion in the Middle East. And the women were most the college graduates and did not wear burqas. Well, they are now. They're going to be sexually mutilated. They're going to wear burqas. And they're going to be CIA funded and commanded. And you better shut up and accept it. What are you? Anti-American? You got to support Al-Qaeda. This is how ridiculous it is. This is why I said 9/11 is an inside job. Al-Qaeda was created by the bankers that run this country. Al-Qaeda is protected against Russia, against the Serbs. They are used everywhere. A lot of times the low-level jihadis below them actually believe in what they're doing. But the people on top of it are, on record, British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Israeli intelligence. Occasionally German, French, or Pakistan intelligence. Turkish intelligence. They are. How many years have I told you, a decade at least, that Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order? I've called Al-Qaeda the key of the New World Order, the skeleton key. What's a skeleton key do? Well, if you've got, say, an office building, and you've got, say, almost 50 people, like we have working in this 16,000-square-foot facility, there are certain doors, like IT rooms, that you have to have a master key. I have a master key, a skeleton key, that opens every door in this facility. And that is what the New World Order is. I have a master code. We've got code locks as well that will open the doors. I have a skeleton key, and that's what Al-Qaeda is. It is just a made-up, cut-out army where they can organize jihadis, terrorist groups, mercenaries, MI6, SAS commandos, dress them up. It's just a cutout of, why is there a checkpoint on the highway, mommy? Why is there a drone? Why are they trying to force me with a knock, with a shot? Why is the IRS taking money out of my bank account? No judge, no jury. Well, honey, things changed after 9/11, where they ran drills of the towers being blown up, Tripod 2 that day. They said it wasn't true at the time, later confirmed in congressional testimony. I can go on for about 10 hours, if you'd like, on 9-11. The official story is a lie, and it was used to take our freedoms. And now, in the LA Times, Associated Press, French News Agency, London Guardian, Asia Times, German National Television, are reporting that Al-Qaeda works for NATO. Al-Qaeda always worked for NATO. It isn't, oh, they made him in 79 under Zbigniew Brzezinski, and then they used him in the 80s against the Russians, and then they turned bad. No. Larry King Live, 2 days after 9-11, somebody's got to find it, had Bandar Bush on. This is his nickname, the Saudi prince, the U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. And Larry King was calling him a coward and a scum, calling bin Laden that. And he said, do not do this, my friend. He is a great man. He is known as hero. And Larry King went, oh, I got you. Yeah, okay, and moved on. See, because over there, he's a hero. Used to radicalize to then create new armies. You understand, the bankers took over America. So they've got an Al-Qaeda force that will attack us or take the blame for attacks. And Saudi Arabia supplies its intelligence agents who do drills, which they believe, you know, helps. Oh, we're going to do some drills to see if we can hijack jets. You know, you'll just see if you can get on board with box cutters and stuff. They nerve gas them. That's what the only real calls that got through on airphones were, there's gas, we can't breathe. Multiple aircraft, look it up. You put them on board, you nerve gas them. They were all trained at U.S. military bases, highest security clearances. And I've interviewed the head of the U.S. embassy when they were ordered to let them in. They said, don't worry, they're not really terrorists. That's their cover designation. I could literally go for 10 hours straight. In fact, I think when we do that 24-hour marathon transmission that we'll do for the, what will it be, fifth annual Money Bomb? The fundraising to buy new equipment and hire more people. I pledge here that I will begin when I'm fresh at 11 a.m. on that day, and I will go for 10 hours straight. Then I'll have other guest hosts, people in for the rest of the transmission, and be back in the morning. I will do the ultimate 9-11 expose. Because I've done 3, 4, 5 hour radio shows. Just I've got files everywhere, just total proof. I will do that. We will do that. We will spend 10 hours here on air, just giving it to you, okay? Because let me tell you, you look into 9-11, honey, baby, it's an inside job. They're like, yeah, how dare you say our firefighters do it? That's the weird meme that Popular Mechanics and all the rest of them try to use, you know, being government funded. And the great masters of yellow journalism, inside job, they're like, oh, well, you're saying they blew up the building. You're saying the firefighters did it. I'm like, excuse me? Fire? I didn't say anything about firefighters. They were told get back. It was being brought down for its safety. And a lot of them have spoken out on this show. They always juxtapose the heroes versus us. We're the bad men. No, we're just people that are willing to face the facts. You know, the facts are the facts. Even if you live in denial that 9-11 wasn't an inside job, it still is. It's still sitting right there. And the people running things are involved in it. NORAD stood down. There were drills of the buildings being hit, including the Pentagon, CIA drills. All the same stories, all the same MO, all the same setup. And I've been sitting here on countless talk radio shows when they go, Alex, how dare you say the U.S. government did this? I didn't say the post office did it. I didn't say an FBI agent that investigates local bank robberies did it. I didn't say the average person in the military did it. But, yeah, I said the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was involved. Had to be. They ordered the stand down. I've got the order that's public where Cheney took the shoot down powers away from him a month and a half before and gave it back to him a week after. I've interviewed survivors in the Pentagon. I've done my work. I've done my research. I know what happened. But here we are today. They think you're so stupid. The system thinks you're so dumb. They put out fake newscast with fake machine gun fire. Remember CNN got caught not even being in Israel or Kuwait with nerve gas hitting and things, but they were sending out the feed on the satellite and folks recorded it. people at other networks and systems, and later it was released. Just type in CNN faking Gulf War One, and it's them making jokes and laughing and going, oh, I'm scared. And, you know, they've got a set out there with a fake palm tree up on the roof of CNN Center in Atlanta. It's all a joke, but only because you like being chumps, ladies and gentlemen. And they've put out more fake videos, more fake newscasts. And by the way, they almost have no viewers now, even with fake Nielsen ratings. They're a joke. No one wants to watch an effeminate CIA agent, Anderson Cooper, prance around on television lying to us. I mean, we get you're an Aster and all the rest of us are scum, but we're awake to you now. And it's the same. Fox News is totally freaking everybody out now with constant gun bashing. I was talking to Mancow this morning, and he was a guest on Fox, I think he said last week. And they were going, well, why not ban semi-auto? Isn't that reasonable? That's the new talking point the teleprompter readers read off of. And he was like, no. You know, big guns make the bad guys die. Big guns, if there's rioting and collapsing, you need them. Yeah, in fact, you don't need... You don't need fully auto. You don't want full auto. You want two words or two terms, high capacity, but even more power, even more important than high capacity, you want this two words, high powered. You want high powered rifles. I mean, if you're ever really going to use a rifle to protect yourself, you want that word, high powered. High powered, high powered, high powered. And I tell you again, we want high powered. That's what it's all about. High powered rifles. That's everything. High powered. I'd rather be at 500 yards away from somebody or 1,000 yards with a high power scope and a high power cartridge. 50 cal, Lapua. The list goes on and on. Stay with us. So the people running our society that publicly brag they are international banker fraudsters who have created derivatives, counterfeit instruments, have been caught shipping guns by the tens of thousands into Mexico to demonize our sacred right to self-defense, and they've been caught funding Al-Qaeda in multiple countries, Libya, Syria, and Iran, to blow up police stations, military bases, government buildings, schools, and shoot up highways. And this is all over the foreign press and confirmed. And in the last year of this going on at an accelerated rate, year plus, the media shows the atrocities and says Gaddafi, Assad, Ahmadinejad did it. Now, that's how dumb they think you are. They think you're so dumb that George W. Bush would get up at a press conference with Mohammad Karzai of Afghanistan right before he left office 4 years ago, and he would look into the camera and say, Mohammad Karzai is doing a great job fighting Al-Qaeda that funds and works with Iran. And Karzai said, no, they're Shiites, they're against Al-Qaeda. And Bush said, no, they're not, they're Al-Qaeda. On television, we played the clip. So that's like saying, because the public doesn't know what Al-Qaeda is, doesn't know what Shia, Sunni is, so I'll use it this way with new listeners who don't know. That's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. That's like saying the Joker is Batman in the entire Middle East, Central Asia. Only the American people can be fed this magnitude of over-the-top, ridiculously obvious lies. And in Aaron Dykes' article, Wag the Dog, Media Published Photoshop Forgery to Sell Image of War-Torn Syria, he gives examples of CNN staging coverage of massacres, and they show dead bodies on CNN that Western forces have racked up. Now, do you think people like that would stage a theater shooting? By the way, it turns out one of our crew has family, a cousin, were working on getting her on, who was in the theater. The police were there waiting when everyone tried to get out within minutes to take their cell phones. They didn't want those getting out. Yeah, when you shoot somebody in the back at the train station there in San Francisco, you didn't want that out either. You said the guy attacked you. He was in handcuffs. You executed him. Probably a test. Yeah, they took all their cell phones a few weeks ago there at the Aurora shooting. I mean, and we're getting her. How far away are we from getting her on? Okay, good. I'm going to try to get her on today. Or it doesn't even matter. You can just do it while you're running the show. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, would a group that does stuff like that overseas and ships guns to Mexico, Honduras, but also to drug gangs in the U.S., because that's part of Fast and Furious, to control their market, would a mafia that will say they'll kill U.S. citizens and torture people's children. I mean, that's who runs our government now. They're so evil, they admit they rape children in front of their parents to, quote, stop Al-Qaeda. Really, they just want to set the precedent to do things like that. Oh, yeah, that's in the Army's own reports. That's who they are. That's what they like to do. If they would do that, would they stage the theater shooting? And, of course, the answer is, of course, they would. And the answer is, they did. The evidence is overwhelming. All the telltale signs. It's sloppily done because they don't even care. They took everyone's cell phones and did what they do everywhere. They took the children to a government facility overnight, even though parents were trying to get them. And they do those drills at your school, at your government training camp, at your re-education center, your, quote, independent school district run by the globalist. They do drills all the time where they take them to FEMA centers. They've admitted during crises they're going to lock down and take your kids. And they took the cell phones. Boy, wouldn't you like to see the cell phones that the witnesses were all saying looked like multiple guys letting him in, no, wasn't the same person, smoke bombs from both sides of the theater simultaneously. Oh, but let's just ask the guy that supposedly everybody says did it, the guy that looks like Ronald McDonald, they say, is the Joker. Oh, he can't talk in the last two court hearings and sits there, a textbook person who looks like they've had electroshock therapy until they don't know who they are. I mean, it was kind of like our pilots got shot down in Vietnam and then would be up there blinking Morse code. They'd been tortured and look completely whacked out of their brains after years of torture. You know, I mean, if I'm ever on the news looking whacked out of my mind, and I don't know Morse code, folks, so I can't, you know, blink Morse code at you. Just to understand it's a setup. I mean, you know, I'm no rocket scientist, but mama didn't raise a complete jackass. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Look, got big news coming up. The American people are waking up, and that's why the globalists are coming after us big time. I'm going to break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gore Vidal, who we've interviewed, I think, three or four times on the radio and once in person, he died yesterday in Los Angeles at 86. Our interviews with the writer and cousin of Al Gore, it's kind of an embarrassment for him, I guess, that is up at Infowars.com. But I tell you, so many people we've interviewed, just the time comes and they're dead, whether it's Charlton Heston or people I've talked to off air but not on air, like Ernest Borgnine and Kurt Vonnegut and so many others. That's why yesterday I was on the phone with Tyrell Ventura, who's really good friends with Harry Dean Stanton, who I'm a huge fan of. And I just said, look, make it happen. Get him. I want an interview with Harry Dean Stanton. And he said, it's getting closer. But you always hear that. Oh, William Shatner. Yeah, he's a listener. Yeah, when he gets back from his trip, if he gets some time, he'll come on. We'll see if that happens. Or, oh, this country music legend. Yeah, they want to come on. And then, you know, it's, but you know what? I don't even know why I'm getting off into that. It's not even that they're celebrities, because I'm not into just celebrities, period, but really cool people. I mean, really interesting people like William Shatner. I mean, I want to interview William Shatner. Just it's just such a, I mean, especially because, you know, they're not going to be here forever. I'm now digressing. Again, the information has gotten so heavy. So wild that reality is being turned upside down. We had a guest yesterday that was just saying, Alex, you're describing a world turned upside down. I'm the weirdo because I didn't want to watch the opening of the Olympics and have women kissing and men humping each other, because that's not what I want my four-year-old to see. And I've talked about that being in the Olympics, and it was in the news. And I even saw comments on YouTube saying, I'm not trendy because I don't want my four-year-old being confused. And I'm a bad person because I don't want Chick-fil-A in Boston, in Chicago. The cities are openly engaging in racketeering, organized crime. Just like I told you, Mayor Bloomberg, organized crime, to tell police to stand down until we turn our guns in, trying to hold disarmed populations hostage. The only place that type of terrorism would work is because the people are already disarmed. So the criminal state and the average criminal have the monopoly of force, which is the way they like it. But they're now saying they're going to go ahead with not giving them permits and things, which a permit is a right to do something that would be illegal. That's what licensure is. We're all slaves, folks. It's not a privilege to travel. It's not a privilege to own a gun, but the average cop thinks it is. This is part of the ongoing brainwashing. Now, all over the country, they're just inoculating children without parental consent. They're giving children as young as 10 years old abortions without parental consent. Government is just exercising raw power and saying, oh, you're waking up. Oh, you don't like what we're doing. How about 30,000 drones, and they are going to be used to surveil you, and they are going to be weaponized? Janet Napolitano has announced that. I've got an article here out of Human Events that just says they're coming whether you like it or not. Really, they're coming whether I like it or not. And then they think we're so done. They think we're so pathetic that they publicly land Al-Qaeda in Tripoli, over 3,000 of them, with U.S., British, and other special forces leading them, so they could go and blow up Shiite mosque and blow up Jewish synagogues and blow up churches. Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing. They're blowing up churches in Syria, still in Libya. It's in the back of the newspaper now. I see it every couple days. Oh, yeah, this church got burned. This synagogue got blown up. And it's just like, oh, how cute. Oh, Assad hurts the children. They've got the Kony 2012 style people out literally recycling known lies because they have nothing but disdain for you because you buy into what they shovel at you. And now they have injected Al-Qaeda, as they did in the east of Libya and then in Tripoli and from the south. Now they've injected them all over Syria. And again, we told you about this a year ago. It was already going on. But now here it is. And remember a year ago, oh, we got to do something about Syria. He's being mean to protesters. You mean people firing rocket-propelled grenades into police stations? You mean people blowing up churches? I see it in the foreign news every day, new churches blown up or burned down. In Libya, it was 40,000 blacks. The number's much higher now. Blacks are part of Africa. Believe it or not, I mean, if they can't have Africa, what can they have? And the jihadis that have come in from Saudi Arabia and other areas are lining them up and shooting them and hacking up the women and children with machetes. And it's like, well, that's what you got to do. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And you don't hear any of the black leaders, bought and paid for by the globalists, pushing abortions on black people all day. You don't hear a peep out of them because they're bought and paid for, prostitute whores, just like the conservative leadership that's out there pushing anti-gun garbage. The only talk show host that's a conservative that hasn't been pushing gun restrictions is Rush Limbaugh. I've done some monitoring when they were here on the weekend. Drudge has been defending the Second Amendment because he's more of a constitutional libertarian freedom type. But, I mean, all the others are, yeah, it's time to turn the guns in. Because if you want the sponsors and you want the support of the system, the minute you come out for gun control, the Fortune 500 lines up to give you money. I could still sell out, ladies and gentlemen. I could snap my fingers and start endorsing the New World Order, and $10 million would come in probably a month. Just, oh, here's $10 million. Boom. I still get reached out to by establishment types. Oh, things would go real well. You could still get that national show. They're ready to meet with you in New York right now. They're ready to. They got the contract right now. Oh, yeah, let me see that contract. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, because they got endless fake money. They just zeros and ones in the J.P. Morgan computer bank. You can't buy me with that. You can't buy me threatening my family. You can't buy me threatening my children. You cannot get the hands on this soul. It belongs to the creator of the universe. It doesn't belong to you. I don't want to be bought off by you. You don't have anything I want. I won't sell out for money, but I've said it. I subconsciously have analyzed my own mind. I know you've probably analyzed yours. The only thing I would even entertain selling out for isn't selling out at all. It's freedom. That's the thing. You don't have to sell out for it. But yeah, things are so bad, you do get desperate. You do start believing in lesser of two evils, even though that's the incremental thing that brought us to where we are now, the compromising. I mean, I would love to believe in Mitt Romney. I would love to believe he would stop the TSA groping. I would love to believe they would stop. But it's not going to happen, folks, because the system wants this. Obama is a globalist front man. And yeah, he's got a crew of gangsters around him. That's the only argument I've heard from Larry Pratt and Joseph Farah, who are both intelligent men. That's the only argument that makes any sense is, yeah, but Mitt Romney calls the police on the neighbor when they're smoking pot on their back porch, even though it's legal. You know, the neighbor, it turns out, is medical marijuana. Yeah, you live next door to a $15 million house. You know, you live in a $10 million house, and you smell pot like 100 yards away, and you call the police on them. First, Romney comes over and knocks on the door and tells him not to. I mean, I'd be like, you know, get off my porch, punk. That's the kind of neighbor, you know, calls the police on you because your radio's up a little bit. The point is that that is almost like a sign of just neurotic goody-two-shoes behavior. But that's all part of the front, too. He's one of those globalists that does everything within the law. Well, the law says he can have money offshore because he's, you know, with the right law firms and right, you know, Arthur Anderson-type groups, accounting firms. The law says he can do all these things he does. To the globalists, they all create things and give themselves loopholes so they can sit back as a group and go with something, and then no one gets the blame. They've really figured this out, ladies and gentlemen. But the argument that actually rings true to me to a certain extent on Mitt Romney is he's not a absolute hardcore terrorist, communist, or ear gun. I mean, it's scary that Rahm Emanuel's dad was the head of the ear gun terrorists that brought Israel into where they are today, bombing British installations. And that's pretty scary. And that he's an IDF officer. It's scary knowing that the UN and all these foreign countries trying to take over the U.S. I mean, it's scary knowing that people like Rahm Emanuel will do anything for power if they think they can get away with it. That's the weird thing about Michael Savage. I don't get a chance to listen to him a lot, but I do, you know, maybe once a month when I see a clip or something. And you know, he's talked about Rahm Emanuel's an air gun terrorist. He may stage terror attacks in America to take our freedom. I've played that clip here before. But then he'll say, but we don't need semi-autos. You know, we don't need big magazines. It's just like, did somebody threaten him? I mean, I don't know how you threaten Michael Wiener. I mean, you know, he did write a book of poetry with another man that people like Gore Vidal would probably come to tears reading. I mean, how do you blackmail Michael Savage when everything's out there in books? Michael Wiener, who writes love poetry books with other men. I mean, I just who are, what's going on here? Why go on air and say Rahm Emanuel is an air gun terrorist and may blow us up and blame it on somebody, which is exactly what air gun did, and then, or your gun, and then he's over here saying we don't need our guns. I just, can't anybody not sell out? Can't anybody not act like this? Can't anybody, as we get down to the wire, not be cowards and just absolutely collectively go to the bathroom in their pants? I mean, is there any men left? I'll say this to the global controllers. You are madmen. You are madmen. Madmen. They want power at any cost, at any price. And they intend on getting it. And they will wreck our civilization in the process. I've talked a lot about Don Corzine. Don John Corzine. Had a Freudian slip there. He's a mafioso. I didn't mean to say Don Corzine. Don Corleone. Never once did you come by my house for a cup of coffee. Now you're here seeking justice. And if you would have done those things, then even now those men would be suffering. Imagine John Corzine making a 40-to-1 bet with other people's money. And now it's coming out HSBC's running Al-Qaeda funds and aircraft and Wachovia's and Wells Fargo's running the narcotics aircraft and 376 bill it's just like you got a bunch of crazy mafias running bioweapon companies and just running around and you know, the old mafia 100 years ago, 50 years ago, didn't traffic in kids you snatched out of schoolyards because there's a market in people that want to rape and kill little kids. And now you do that. And now the mafias of this world, you know why the old mafias didn't allow stuff like that? Because they understood that once you allowed that, you allowed the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And the next thing is, the really wild thing to do is release a bioweapon that kills almost everybody. Guys, I forgot to have a water in here. Will you guys do me a favor and give me a water or a coffee? I'm going to hit a Pollen Burst Plus at 2 today. Oh, yeah, I'm on drugs. It's called caffeine and superfoods. Oh, man, I don't know what to do anymore. It's just the reality just keeps hitting me and hitting me and hitting me. It's so real. We were right about it all. There's nothing too crazy for these people to do. They are just maniac lunatics. They are out of control. They're not in control. It's like an arsonist is in control when they light your house on fire and then sit across the street in the bushes laughing as your home burns. I mean, you people are out of control. You want to burn down society because you like to watch things burn. You're not cracking eggs to make an omelet. That's bad enough. You like to crack eggs. Well, you may think you can push people around, and you may have the majority of the public dumbed down in a servile, mind-numb capacity, but you don't have all of us. In fact, you don't have a lot of us. And I'm seeing things across the country, major signs. Richard Reeves is going to join us in about 40 minutes in studio to talk about some of this that really show me that the awakening is turbocharged right now. And that is a danger point because there's intersecting lines here with our agenda of freedom and just being normal. And never getting sick of a sunrise, never getting tired of going fishing, never get tired of a hot plate of enchiladas, never get tired of just having fun, never get tired of playing chess. You know, those of us that aren't just absolute demons and who love goodness, doesn't mean we're even good, but we know we want to be good. We're ashamed of the bad things we do, being rude to somebody, dominating somebody. You know, flying off the handle at somebody. We're seen as weak by these people. No, you evil people out there. We are restrained because we all have a little twist of cane. And we all know if you start letting that little twist of cane into your heart, well, then it'll split you down the middle and you'll come alive. And pretty soon, there'll be blood pouring out of people's heads like a crimson highway. To quote Danzig. So this is the situation we face. And all of you little control freaks who can sit here in this decadent crust, this thin ice you're on, you know, all trying to one-up each other with evil you can accept, because most of you aren't engaged in it. Most of you actually saw this evil, you'd throw up and be freaked out and go curl up in a ball. But you like to squawk around and hop around on the thin ice like you're part of it and like you've cozied up to it. When the ice breaks, and when you find out hell isn't hot, folks, it's freezing cold in the ninth circle, and when the thin veneer of civilization burns away like a meteor coming into the atmosphere, remember that you asked for it. Remember that you begged for it. Remember you liked the lie. And remember that you've owned it. You've asked for it. And believe me, you're gonna get it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give the phone number out right now on any of the big news items that are out there. We'll take about 30 minutes of your calls and Richard Reeves in studio real quick. And then we are going to have Max Keiser on to break down what he's saying he believes is going to be an imminent global meltdown that'll make 2008 look tame in comparison. Yeah, it's a design meltdown. And that's why they're getting the police and military ready for martial law. It doesn't mean this is going to happen, but the Ayatollah over there says that their word is the war's within 2 weeks. I haven't heard him talk like that ever. The ships are all getting lined up. The Al-Qaeda forces are being released. We're being told Al-Qaeda are now heroes. I have articles here where they've got great discipline and are good guys. And, well, you know, they're helping. But we may have to invade later to get rid of them. It's like, and then they'll have another group they put in who they remove. It's like an endless war. It's like you're a big military industrial complex. You've got to finance the enemy. It's like a simulant. It's like if you want to go play paintball, you got to find another team to play against. And the game is world domination. So the enemy is there, so you have a reason to take over. And then you just move the enemy like a chess piece to the next place you're going to invade. I mean, it's so elementary. And I just don't get why people don't understand this. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote 2 books bragging how he did it. They brag. They only write these books for each other, though. And again, a lot of people go, well, okay, we're obviously the best in the West. We come up with these evil plans. The globalists hate us more than they hate the Muslims, folks. They hate the poor people in the Middle East so much and saw them as a threat 100 years ago that they radicalized for 100 years the British Empire and then others, the most radical jihadis. Those people had almost no power 100 years ago in the Middle East. And then the British Empire, then the Nazis, then the U.S. go in there and arm every crazy group there is to blow the daylights out of that place because they don't want to compete with those people. They have high IQs, folks. They're smart. As smart as it gets. They have destroyed their culture over there. And they're going to destroy ours too. What do you think the television is when you turn it on? It's designed to screw you up. Now, they wouldn't accept a devil culture like that with all the, you know, mommies kissing and all the rest of it to screw up kids. So they go with the extreme form of Islam, which is just as destructive. And that's the plan. That's how they work. And now no one can, when you say 9/11 is an inside job, you go, look, the London Guardian, Al-Qaeda turns tide for rebels in battle in eastern Syria. Western backing them. That's the folks blowing up stuff. Suicide bombers, you name it. New spin, attack Syria to fight Al-Qaeda. NATO powers help put Al-Qaeda fighters in Syria in first place. Fake newscast, fake photos. Asia Times, German intelligence, Al-Qaeda all over Syria. All right, we're going to go to break and come back. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I haven't even gotten into good news all over the country. We'll cover that with Richard Reeves after calls. Voters reject transportation tax in Georgia and Atlanta. Good job. David Dewhurst, the big CIA guy that stopped the TSA being blocked in Texas, even with electronic fraud, he even gave a victory speech. He lost to Cruz. And Cruz isn't perfect, but he talks like Alex Jones. People listen to it and they go, my God, that's like Alex Jones. Yeah, the problem is there's two different people there. But hey, he's better than Dewhurst. So now we got to defeat that Democrat who's total globalist. So we've got all that. And I got more news. Like, all the old Republicans are getting thrown out. So go on TV, Republicans, and tell us turn our guns in. Okay? Please.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. All over the country, neocons are being defeated or thrown out of office. That's a good sign. We're going to talk about that in 30 minutes with Richard Reeves with the Cruz-Dewhurst race that came to an end yesterday in the runoff for the U.S. Senate. We've got ABC News to run a docudrama demonizing militias. I'm going to break that down as well. We've got just a huge amount of news. Obama launching a new massive snooping plan called biosurveillance. That is just some of what's coming up. Senate cybersecurity bill mirrors Russian internet agenda. Yeah, total tyranny. Good job, Daily Caller, actually engaging in some real news reportage. So we're going to be going over all of that. But let's go with your phone calls right now. And mainly, if you just joined us, talking about the West openly funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria, and now it's in the mainstream news everywhere. And the media is like, well, Al-Qaeda's good. And they're like, oh, Al-Qaeda isn't going to attack us anymore. The State Department and FBI are saying, don't worry about them. The new threat is white people and then anybody else that likes freedom. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, the government says I'm the number one terrorist, so I'm not doing. I thought Al Qaeda was bad, but I'm a bad man.
Oh yeah, you're definitely worse than Al Qaeda. Have you ever heard of a program called the Citizens Volunteer Corps?
Yes, that's part of Secure Corps, started by Bill Clinton, expanded in 2001, and now rolling out nationwide as a subsidiary of Homeland Security Corps under that FEMA Corps, and then there is Secure Corps, which is the Volunteer Corps. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my girlfriend received a letter from the Manchester, Connecticut Police Department the other day, and basically stating that a member of the Citizens Volunteer Corps watched her run a stop sign or roll through a stop sign. So she got this big letter. I had no idea about this program, but
in the future, they'll bushwhack you basically. Yeah, they're just, and again, it's not to fight Al Qaeda. It's just minders. Like they're going to dig through your trash. It's being announced. To see if you're recycling properly. Basically, every scumbag nobody is now going to be in your face. Every weirdo control freak, mildly mentally retarded, that's who they like to hire, is now going to be given absolute supreme power to run absolutely wild over your life.
Yeah, I mean, DHS, in my opinion, is no business worrying about traffic safety. And
brother, they are hiring every dentist my dad knows are trying to spy on their customers, their patients. I mean, this is beyond the Stasi in East Germany. This is pure 200-proof tyranny. Why don't you scan that and email it to showtips@infowars.com? We would like to make that a news story.
Okay, I did scan it, and I want to send it to you. What's the address again there?
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to Chris, give him your email and give him Kurt's and CC it to everybody. Okay, brother?
Thank you.
Why don't you read us the letter? Tell me what you were witness. You're being watched, buddy. The good little Secure Corps person saw you. Of course, we should all report on them. Hey, we have a terrorist government ships guns to Mexico. Hey, we have a terrorist government giving billions to their buddies and no-bid contracts. Hey, we have a Hey, I saw a cop speeding without his lights on. Hey, I mean, it's, let's get in their face. That's what I'm telling you. That's why the new rollout is the terrorists are everywhere, we're them, so that we're all looking at each other instead of the real terrorists, the stage 9/11 that are running the government.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell me, what did they say about you?
They basically just stated that, a member of this Citizens Volunteer Corps observed. It was actually my girlfriend observed her rolling through a stop sign, and then I guess they sit in designated locations with a pen and paper in their phone, and then they report traffic violations like little volunteer police. And then
go report on the CPS being pedophiles nationwide and murdering and hurting children? Oh, they wouldn't want to do something real. Well, they always prime the pump. They did this in England 10 years ago. Now it's for everything. They get you first with little stuff like this. Next, they're going to be in your garbage. And let me tell you, there's nothing worse than one of these nobodies on a little snitch power trip for this criminal occupational government. These people are Nazi collaborators and enemies of this country.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, we've got some breaking news here, and then I'm going right back to your calls. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, first day of August, 2012 edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. We've got some breaking news here. About 5 years ago, the federal government, and this is happening in other nations, began funding senior citizen homes where there's cameras watching them. These are retirees, not folks that are even ill. And then what they eat is monitored by smart refrigerators and other appliances. That's all hooked to smart meters that control the temperature in your house. And they've admitted this is the model of the new country. Just like Germany's passed laws where no new single-family homes can be built. You've got to live in government dormitories. And now New York is getting ready to adopt this. Just like they're announcing what you can eat, what you can do. They're announcing if the owner of a company doesn't agree with their political agenda that you won't be allowed to have businesses in their cities, a.k.a. Chick-fil-A. They're arresting people that criticize Olympic athletes mildly on Twitter in England. This is the new authoritarianism. But it's all done for your safety and your own good, of course, as all authoritarian systems are. Now, all over the world, they're building with taxpayer money things like Formula One, billions and billions, the Cowboy Stadium paid for by citizens, $1.2 billion. Here in Austin, hundreds of millions of tax incentives over the next decade, tens of millions of free money. We're actually paying for a multi-billionaire Formula One guy who's so rich he gives $3 billion to this daughter, $2 billion to that daughter. They own the biggest houses in the U.S. And if I don't pay my property taxes, they will come and auction my house, and then if I don't leave, they will send a SWAT team and they will kill me. They will kill me to take my money and give it to a guy from England, a gangster, so his daughters can have $3 billion a year. Just, here, honey, here's $3 billion, here's $2 billion for you. And again, this is the model. This is the insider choosing the winners. Now, tens of billions of taxpayer money has been given to companies like Solyndra to build nothing. But the old Robert Mueller Municipal Airport is right in the middle of Austin, and they have turned part of it into a movie studio. The other part is an emergency FEMA center that I got footage of 10 years ago. It's still there with bolts and chains in the floors and barbed wire inside hangars. Then they have the emergency FEMA center right next door. In fact, if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, we'll show you a bird's eye view of Austin. Right now, CJ had it queued up where it'll zoom right in on Mueller. There we go. And you zoom right in on Mueller, the old airport, and they have got the emergency management system, the Austin Film Society, and then all around it, the new smart community inviting people into the barbed wire fence enclosure, giant concentration camp, that's what it is, identified by us 12 years ago. I used to be able to just walk right in there, jump on a Southwest flight and fly to Dallas in 30 minutes back in the old days. No security, no nothing. That was fun in college. I could go see family or an old girlfriend or whatever, just jump on the aircraft and visit Dallas. Not anymore. That was in the old Republic. But what am I getting at here? Oh, this is a big report here out of Chevrolet. They've put this out. 2012 Chevrolet Volt becomes centerpiece of smart community. And they're setting them up everywhere at these FEMA camp reservation zones. See, these are going to be things you want to come to. Oh, you get to live. And they say everything you do is tracked. Cameras in the home. All the appliances tracking you. It's right here in the news. While Chevrolet made 100 volts available, only 55 of the community residents took advantage of the various tax credits, including $7,500 federal tax credit and $7,500 rebate from Pecan Street on their Volt purchases. Those leasing the vault for 3 or more years receive 3,000 rebate. But you've got to live in this special little area with the big 20-foot barbed wire fences with the Homeland Security Center. We're going to send reporters over there in the next few days. Of course, we're enemies. We won't be allowed in. We're the terrorists. Pecan Street is funded by a $10.4 million grant from the Energy Department and more than $14 million in matching funds from Project Partners. Oh. Although Pecan Street oversees a consortia, it includes researchers from the University of Texas. Yeah, they're practicing by the mile to travel there. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory and the Environmental Defense Fund. Yeah, they're the folks that help get you new taxes locally. It's housed the University of Texas at Austin. Besides the vault, residents will use smart appliances in conjunction with home management systems and electric meters, smart electric meters, energy storage, and optimizes the use of solar power, clean energy distribution, and green building construction. So you live in a prison. It's the government reservations. Oh, come on in. Everything's free. Ha ha. It's like, you know, the Roach Motel's got to smell the roaches like, hey, come on in. Oh, you're not getting out, are you? Isn't that just special? And it goes on to talk about how everything you do is true. Oh, it's so goody good. And, of course, what's it really part of? Washington's new massive snooping plan, biosurveillance. They say all, because Google got caught doing this for them. It's really NSA front. They got caught snooping on everybody. And Google got caught with those little antennas stealing your passcodes and hacking your computer. They didn't get in trouble, though, national security. Well, now the post office vehicles and others, private ones, they're saying taxis, are going to have cameras, face scanners, everything. And if your business ties these in, then you're going to get a tax break. See, they're going to gauge the economy where if you don't accept all this, including a chip, you're not going to live. You're not going to have a business. And Ray Kurzweil and others talk about this. They say, well, at first you'll be able to live in a reservation, a ghetto. But then we're going to split off from you, and we'll be so advanced, we'll just, you know, get rid of you. And that's the official UN plan. Of course, that's all the idiots who serve the system thinking they're going to be allowed to live. They're going to release the mutagenic chimera cross-species weapons that they admit killed 99% of those that come in contact with the old generations of them. All of you listening that serve this will die if this goes forward. I know you don't believe me now, but maybe then, after the survivors, you will remember and save these transmissions if we're unable to stop this, because this is the plan. You're living in a science fiction movie, boys and girls. So, Obama, here's WorldNet Daily. Washington's new massive snooping plan, biosurveillance, scan and discern the environment, integrate and identify essential information, alert and inform decision makers, forecast and advise impacts. With these snorkel snips, state, local, federal, tribal governments, private sector, non-governmental organizations, all with taxpayer-paid for snooping pods everywhere. And your homes are snooping pods. And the police stations nationwide, they're getting federal grants for new light bulbs. And they come in and tell the cops in Minnesota, the first place to get it 2 years ago, they go, do you know what the new wireless system is, officers? Here's your new computers. You see that little grid right there? You now communicate with those lights. They flicker at a rate you can't see. Oh, I went and read the patent. Oh, it also can do whatever you want to the human mind, literally turning them into zombies, into biological robots, androids. Oh, it's 2012, and the elite are at least 30 to 40 years ahead of us. So it's really, what's 30 years to be conservative ahead? It's really 2042. We're in the year 2042, according to globalist operations. That's why they're now publicly rolling out centralized high-tech hubs that get privileges that aren't real high-tech hubs, but are facsimiles that are really prisons, and they're going to sell it as a status thing to be able to be involved in all of this and to be part of it. Just thought I'd mention that little giblet for you. And, they are now announcing what I told you years ago. The drones are in the skies. There will be 30,000, and they are to be armed, and they are being armed, and you are to be attacked. and you're going to pay for it as you're replaced. Because the elite believe they're going to replace humanity and they're going to merge with the machines. Does that mean it's really going to happen? I don't know. The Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Huxleys, the Darwins all intermarried in the 1850s to create supermen. By the third generation, almost all the children died or were totally insane or mentally retarded. So they're probably not, this is not going to work. They're probably just going to destroy everybody, which is what their master wants them to do to begin with. But they're just dancing off the edge of a cliff. Ah, la, 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 la. And the general public is watching stuff like this. Key Kurt Nimmo article, ABC to run drama, demonizing militias. They've bought the show. They intend to produce it. Where a veteran, an army veteran, three tours in Afghanistan, oh, that's the hero. Of course, in real life, that's number one enemy of the globalist. In their own files, they say you're the main enemy. Comes back to his town like Donnie Brasco in Texas and infiltrates where the locals aren't doing what the government says. They're calling them militias. They're really just citizens not being slaves. Because they've done actuaries. They know Texas is one of the main threats. They wouldn't try that gun confiscation like Katrina here, I assure you. And just, I don't know what it is, the culture, we're just ready to do what it takes. We're not too afraid of dying here. And, you know, the issue expanding on all of this is he infiltrates and brings down the whole town that's run by evil patriots. And guess what the show's called? You know, I've shown you FEMA footage teaching firemen and police officers in Kansas City that the founding fathers are bad and that we're terrorists and that the Constitution's evil. And that those that supported are evil, and I've shown you countless training manuals since then. Guess what the show's called? Oh, get ready for this. Founding Fathers. Isn't that just sick? You know, when you watch the movie Red Dawn, that's based on what real re-education camps were like in Eastern European countries the Soviets took over. But just tailored to America. They get them all in the local sports stadium, which FEMA has designated as the re-education camp. That's in the Army documents that have been leaked, and the Army admits are real, but it's no big deal. You know, re-education camp. It says in there that founding, you know, fathers and things like that are bad. Well, in Red Dawn, that's what they're saying. The founding fathers are scumbags. Private property is bad. America is a racist cesspit. And that's, but instead, people go and turn their TVs on at night to be in the re-education camp. And they get the popcorn and everything, and oh, the good guy goes to the town, and there's these folks that don't trust the government, and there's a local talk show host. How do I know? It's the same script. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, admit they helped write it. Now, they've had other shows like this before, so I already know when the show comes out, there'll be an evil talk show host who is bad and beats his children, I'm sure. I mean, it's always the same. And there'll be people that won't inoculate, and their kids will die. Mm-hmm.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
That's right.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news.
Let's go ahead and go right back to your phone calls. Ahead of Richard Reeves joining us in about 15 minutes in studio with some really good news. But they are setting up their little high-tech trendy grids. Come on in next to the FEMA Command Center. I just showed you Google Maps, Federal FEMA Command Center. Come on in behind the barbed wire fences. Come on in where everything in your house is watched by cameras. Come on in, free cars. Come on in. Everybody's like, oh, trendy. Oh, we want it. That's all coming up as well. We're going to send reporters out there to ask the locals. You know you've moved into a prison? Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm slobbering, but other than that, I'm all right. Actually, I got a piece of toothpick.
Last night, I was watching the Olympics, and in between, the news would come on. They said that Iran was one of the cause of the 9/11. Did you hear about that?
I know lately they have been saying that some informer told them, I guess Somebody told them that Santa Claus is real as well. Yeah, in fact, guys, type that in. I saw that last week. I didn't see it last night, that Iran linked to 9/11. Well, yeah, they just keep saying, next they'll say Kony was linked to it, and they'll have to invade Africa. Look, they're invading all the major African countries right now but South Africa, because it's already under control. The globalists are, AFRICON is, under the name of some guy who hadn't been seen in almost 6 years. So you're watching the news, and they cut to news and said on NBC, Iran did 9/11. Wow.
That's right. That's one of the reasons why they got to attack them. That's what they said.
And was that national NBC?
Yes. I was up late night watching the Olympics, and in between the events, they would do little news segments. And it literally woke my eyes up. I just could not believe what I just heard.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. They just move into, they move the Al-Qaeda piece around wherever they want to attack, while the real Al-Qaeda is attacking free countries for them. That's how dumb they think we are. I mean, I knew they'd been saying that, but I did not know that they were even doing that during the Olympics. Yeah, when you sit down to watch television, they are just bombarding you with brainwashing. Yeah, here it is. Judge orders. Yeah, that's that judge in New York, just totally made up. Judge orders Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Iran to pay $6 billion to 9/11 families, but not the precious little Saudi Arabians. And so now they're going to be grabbing the bank accounts of anything Iran-connected, saying it's for 9/11. That's unbelievable. Meanwhile, they've got Al-Qaeda launching attacks for NATO everywhere. And I did find the article. Yep, there it is. A federal magistrate judge has ruled, and if a judge says Al-Qaeda did it, and a judge says Obamacare is constitutional, too. Judges said blacks weren't humans. A federal magistrate judge has ruled that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Iran, and Hezbollah should pay more than $6 billion. Really, those groups all kill each other, but they did it together. Everybody but who really did it is there. In damages of the families of victims on September 11th for supporting the attacks. Yes, that's right. The move is considered a symbolic gesture without expectation of collection of the penalties for the relatives. Judge Magistrate Judge Frank Mass made the ruling yesterday after Federal Judge George Daniels decided last year that the militant groups in Iran were liable. Yes, yes, the Shiites are now Wahhabists, their archenemies. Yes, they did it. Everyone did it but Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the hijackers came from. Everyone is guilty, including you and your family. The TSA convicted pedophiles must now take you to a private rape room to make sure Al-Qaeda is not in your grandma's colostomy bag. Sorry, sir, go ahead.
That's all right. You're cracking me up. Well, that's all the news I had to tell you. I didn't know if you heard that or not.
Yes, I did. Well, I saw when he ruled weeks ago about that, but I guess now they've ruled because they go, oh, yes, weeks ago, they had, like a month ago, headline, Iran did it. Those dirty Iranians, parking lot them. You're like, where are they on a map? Just over there, kill them all. Okay, but you understand that our government's actually overthrowing countries that are actually trying to be our friends. I don't care. Kill them. Well, you know, Al-Qaeda works for the government. Well, maybe I like them. But wait a minute, I thought I needed to have my pants, you know, TSA Potbelly had to go in there because Al-Qaeda might be in there. Well, Al-Qaeda is a threat. But the globalists run Al-Qaeda. Let me show you some evidence over history. In fact, it's admitted. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote multiple books. I don't want to hear about your fancy book reading, Pinko. Fox News says turn your guns in. It's conservative. Now get your guns turned in, boy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are transmitting worldwide. We are about halfway into this worldwide transmission. On Wednesday, the first day of August 2012, I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to stop right now for a mid-air refueling session, literally. And we're mid-air right now, middle of the show, on air, blasting out to millions right now. And I am coming right up behind the big old refueling tanker. And I am saying, fuel me, fuel me. And when you fuel the tip of the spear of the info war, all the reporters, Planet InfoWars, the social network, the free newspaper I'm coming out with. It'll be online and physical starting September 1st. Haven't even told you about that yet. All the special reports we put out reaching tens of millions a week. The syndicated radio transmission, our kamikaze info war attack. I mean, we are just kamikazing right into the New World Order's conning tower. We are bringing them down with your help. You are literally energy and makeup cells in the fist that's going to smash directly into the New World Order. We are only beginning our assault on them. We are only beginning to fire up the dynamos that is free humanity. We will smash the collectivist. We will smash the eugenicist. We will smash the New World Order. If you want it, if you see it, if you envision it, and then start walking forward. Engage them. Engage the scientific technocracy. Help break people out of the deep mind control trance that they have been induced into. Now is the time to take action. We got Richard Reeves here in studio. We're going to go to him in a moment, and then on to Noel and George and Scott and Braun and others that are patiently holding. But briefly, speaking of midair refueling, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We've got a 15-day free trial. Your username and passcode, you create a new, easy-to-remember one. You can share it with up to six people who can simultaneously be signed on with that. So it's really six memberships for the price of one, $5.95 a month, the cost of two cups of coffee. You fuel the news weapon system. We're carrying truth missiles, folks. They're powerful. and we don't apologize for that. You fuel us in this fight. Big things have small beginnings. We started small. If you think we're big now, you ain't seen nothing yet because you are waking people up. People are waking up everywhere and ready to face the true horror. And people have gotten past the fear and are just, I'm sick of it. You know, it's that point of, I'm sick of it. I'm done. I've had enough. So spread the word about the broadcast. That helps refuel our operation. Buy the books, the videos, the highest quality water filters that I personally research and in the field. Emergency filter for the most fetid water. Life Straw, discounted free citizen rule book, everything, lowest prices, InfoWarsShop.com. ProPure, the name in gravity-fed filters, just light years ahead of the competition and side-by-side comparisons. I'm like, hey, I'm going to quit selling this stuff, start selling this, because I want you to have the best. We've got it discounted right now at InfoWarsShop.com. Behold a Pale Horse. We've got Mike Hansen's book on Bohemian Grove, the most compelling, history of it, everything available. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, Mike Hansen, forward by Tex Mars, available, InfoWarsShop.com. We've got the Pruden, Places book that breaks down strategic relocation, third edition. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com. It's all there, the T-shirts, the videos, my films, all of it, Jason Burmes' film. All of it. Films exposing vaccines. Books exposing vaccines. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. They're pulling fluoride out all over the world. Because the scientists who even work for the government, their kids are getting cancer and brain damage. And they're angry. And they should be. It's time to assault back. It's time to say, listen, filth, we're going to raise the tempo of the rhetoric. Because there's no amount of rhetoric that describes just how bad you are. Be lucky it's just rhetoric. You want to build a mechanized army against us? You want to put all the new appliances with bugs in them? You want to jack our food and water? Listen here, you little chicken neck maggots. You want to wake some people up? You just woke us up, punks. Scum. Let me tell you, as soon as all the minions of the system figure out why their kid's dying and why their wife's sick, we win. All we got to do is tell the truth, folks, we win. All we got to do, and I'm at the tip of the spear, because I'm just dumb enough to do it. But you know what? It's like that Beatles song, The Fool on the Hill. He's not a fool at all. He sees the world spinning around. He sees it all happening. I'm no fool at all. I know there's no future if we don't beat these people, ladies and gentlemen. The world says I'm a fool. But my heart and my gut says I'm not a fool. I'm taking the only course out of this. There's no way to run. I'd run if I could. There's nowhere to hide. So all I'm going to do is fight. And in that lies the victory. So support us. Spread the word. Buy the books, the videos, the products. Support the sponsors. Spread the word about our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors. If you're a local business, sponsor this show. I mean, that is something big you can do in the fight against tyranny. I can't tell you, so many stations pick up the Sunday show, get huge ratings, sponsorship support. They put it on at night, then they put it on live. It's happening everywhere. Because people used to think this guy's crazy. Now they're like, well, everything he talked about is coming true. Folks, he didn't because I'm that smart. It's because I was willing to face the facts. The globalists write books about this 100 years ago. This is a plan they've had. And there is no choice but to beat them. All right, we're going to get to your calls. There is so much news here. Senate cybersecurity bill mirrors Russian intelligence agenda. Yeah, Russia's getting rid of all their freedom. It's the same thing everywhere. Governments all act the same. It's like the Iranian leadership's not good. Neither is our leadership. See, it's not Iran good, we're bad, or America good, they're bad. No, no, no. It's the founding father said 99% of the time you get a really bad government. And sometimes you get a mass killing one. Like about half the time. And you're like, why? Because that's what they like to do, folks. Listen, you know people that just like to screw everything up, people that want to dominate everything. And those types have learned they end up messing with the wrong person and getting their butt handed to them. So what they do is they get into government and they get a story of why they're the hero and how you're the bad guy. And they get all these minions around them and they strut around in fancy suits and build big giant buildings to make you feel small and land in Air Force Ones and have all the Secret Service taking themselves seriously and all the SWAT teams in the movies. You know, it's a class system of, oh, you're in the government or, oh, you're in the elite or, oh, it's so special. Oh, it's so great. You're not going to find fulfillment there, folks. I was on Mancow's show this morning, and he was telling me, I'm not dropping names or bragging here, but he said, yeah, I had Willie Nelson on a few weeks ago, and he was saying, you're the biggest star in Austin. And I said, well, because they were asking, hey, you know Alex Jones? Yeah, yeah, he's the biggest star in Austin. And I said, well, number one, Mancow, I'm not a star. Okay, this isn't about Alex Jones is a star. If Alex Jones was a star, Alex Jones would have 50 bodyguards out there at Bohemian Grove, or I'd have bodyguards out there at Bilderberg. Instead, I'm just right there. And that is a symbol of the fact that I am a common person, and in that lies my power. In that lies your power. In that is the sign that I am not going to give in to fear. I'm here, I'm stepping up, I'm stepping out. And any way I win, as long as I don't give in to evil. You understand that? This is about your destiny as a human on this planet, what you do now. And I was just plugging something there, you know, support the broadcast, what we're doing. But, you know, getting off in an overall preaching rant. The other day off air, one of our guests was like, Alex, you're preaching before I came on. You don't have to do that. The facts are on your side. And I said, listen, buddy, this isn't some calculated thing. This is what comes out of me. And I said, you can't argue with success, can you? And he said, I guess you're right. I'll just say who said it. It was Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He was saying it in there. You know, I was like, how you doing? Because they said he was shaking his head going, man, he's preaching. When they had him on Skype before I went to him, went out to the break and go, yeah, I know I'm preaching. He goes, well, Alex, I understand. You know, you got all the proof. That's all you need. And I said, listen, you do it in your authoritative manner, very professional. That's why we have you on. I can't help what I do. You understand? So I told him, I said, this is real, buddy. I'm bouncing off the walls during the breaks. This is who I am. I mean, I know we've got a government putting poison in our water and bragging they do it to brain damages and give little kids cancer. Millions of them have died from it. Harvard has come out and admitted it. Everybody's like, ooh, Harvard said it. It must be true. Folks, listen, that makes me real angry, okay? If I saw, I mean, I'm nobody special. If I was at the shopping mall and saw some guy run up and like they do, start stabbing people, it wouldn't even be a courage thing. I would immediately go over there and take the knife away from him and I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd probably stomp him to death because in that rage, I wouldn't be able to control myself. And people are like, oh, that either you're a big mouth guy or you're a crazy man. No, I'm not. I'm not a crazy man. I know what I'll do because I've seen things like that happen. I've had people mug me. I've seen people attack other people. I've seen somebody attack somebody on a street corner, and I've pulled over and stomped the living daylights out of them. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's a normal response when we're under attack is to get angry. Every mammal out there, when it's under attack, either tries to run, and if you can't run, it gets up and fights. And we just need to find our humanity again. That's all we've got to find. And no amount of drones or surveillance or any of it's going to stop us. Once we know we've been drugged, once we know we're under attack, our body can then gear up and deal with it, and our brain can work with it. But we've got to first admit we're under attack. We've got to first admit that we're under assault. And people out there that serve this system have first got to admit, even if some of you are evil, you're not going to win serving what you're serving. Because you may think you're evil, you don't know what evil is. Evil is every human on this planet dead. Evil is the end of humanity. Evil is the end of our future. Evil is the end of history. That's what the globalists want. I'm ranting. Joining us is Richard Reeves here, radio talk show host, all-around technology expert here that helps us when we're out on the road and things. And he sort of texted me last night going, we did it. We beat Dewhurst, the CIA, worked with Klaus Barbie, proud of that. Klaus Barbie, folks, the top Nazi down in South America. All of this stuff. I've been around a lot of people, and I'm physically not recoil out of fear. He is scary. David Dewhurst up close looks like one of the scariest people I've ever been around. He looks like a vampire. I mean, he's ready for central casting for a vampire. And I've bullhorned him. I've been in his face. I mean, he is Creepville. Creepville. Super evil. And he's the guy that killed the TSA deal and then tried to act like he didn't. Big globalist, not his own businessman, given contracts by the CIA and government for his energy company. Total front. And Mr. Cruz beat him yesterday. And he even got up there and gave a winning speech, a victory speech, thinking, I guess, the black boxes would kick in. And the message is, and I heard this even on local radio, they were covering polls yesterday on 590, all the callers and the polls show it was TSA. Unanimous legislature in the House says no more groping, we're going to enforce existing laws. He killed it. And I said we get rid of the Speaker of the House as well, all of them. And so that's a message, and it's happening all over the country. All these Republicans go on Fox News and say, ban all Semianos. It's because they're all scared. They love this Republican-Democrat game of acting like they're fighting with each other. It's over, okay? I got to say, the Tea Party is actually delivering in many levels. Richard Reeves, you're here with us. Tell us, because you followed this very, very closely. They've rejected the carbon tax, garbage transportation tax in Georgia and Atlanta that was to raise tens of billions to take over everybody's life and smart growth them. I mean, there's just $19 billion just got cut. A lot of exciting things are happening. All over the country, the senator, Republican trash and Democratic trash are being thrown out, whether it's Specter or Lugar. I mean, that's why they're scared right now and showing everybody what they are, pieces of trash.
There's nothing I like to see better than incumbents being fired, establishment candidates not being elected. Alex, this is an incremental victory, albeit an incremental victory, but let's think about the methodology of the New World Order. One of their number one tools to get this country where they've gotten us over the last 100-plus years is incrementalism. And here we do have to celebrate this incremental victory against the New World Order.
But yeah, because Cruz at least sounds like Alex Jones. You've been to his speeches.
I've been to two.
We will defeat the CFR Vipers.
I've been to two Ted Cruz speeches. We had one at the Capitol 2 or 3 months ago. We went down there and reported on it when Rand Paul and Ron Paul spoke there. And then I was at the Texas State Convention, folks. I was a Republican delegate out of my precinct, out of my senatorial district, and I went to the Texas State Convention back in early June. And I got to tell you, a lot of the Tea Party folks are 80-90% awake. And then there's the Republican Party right now is made up of three factions. You've got the old establishment GOP faction. You've got the Tea Party faction that still wants to blow up stuff. And then you've got the Patriots faction. So there's a three-way faction going on there. So right now, at least, we may not be able to deliver a majority vote to be able to win on certain races with a full-blown Patriot candidate, but we definitely have the proof now that we are at least big enough and bad enough to be a swing vote in this situation. And here are the results right here with Cruz, 57% roughly, and David Dewhurst, 43%. And it was like you said earlier, the Ted Cruz probably ended up winning with a 30% margin because the word is out that David Dewhurst is exactly, did exactly what you said about this anti-TSA legislation that we had in 2011, that you spearheaded that, folks.
Our listeners did. And Rick Perry got destroyed for his Gardasil thing, lying and saying girls had to take a deadly vaccine that killed a bunch of them.
Well, plus Rick Perry was behind the scenes in killing that anti-TSA legislation. A lot of the new listeners are not going to know exactly what happened there in the Texas State Legislature in 2011. back in May 2011, June 2011. Alex and the listeners here locally in Austin and in Texas and nationwide.
We stormed the Capitol twice. By the way, we didn't ask permission. We stormed the Capitol.
Right. We stormed the Capitol. I'm sure you can find YouTubes on the YouTube videos of that. Alex Jones storms Capitol with the crowd that went down there. We did. We went down there, stormed the Capitol. We had a unanimous House of the state of Texas ready to vote for a
treaty. Yeah, hey, libertarians, stop asking for permits.
Right. I mean,
okay, we own this country. It's ours. You're disgraceful, all you locals that get permits.
Well, I tell you, I think less of them are going to be doing. I think we're just going to be doing more of what we did with storming the Capitol. Folks, we went down there. We had a unanimous Texas State House ready to pass a true anti-TSA legislative
bill. They passed it unanimously.
Right. And then the Senate, I think there was only two.
And then Turdhurst killed it.
Dewhurst and Perry both combined to work against that legislation. And I'll tell you, one thing that happened at the Texas State Convention is Ted Cruz got out there and sounded almost like Alex Jones. So at the very least, you know, there are some questionable associations in Ted Cruz's background. No question about
it. Yeah, the wife was CFR.
We're going to have to see what happens there. But I'll tell you what. He's out there actually waking people up and educating people when he's talking. So he.
No, I got to say this. I think some of the strategies of Campaign for Liberty and Rand Paul, because I just got mad early on. But I actually think in a way I'm starting to see these races. It looks like we're taking over. Well, I think it might be actually what they said. I never say I'm that smart.
Well, here's what I'd say about David Dewhurst is if he got into the U.S. Senate from Texas, he at each and every opportunity would choose death to the Constitution.
Let me tell you something. I told you this at the Capitol. I've been around him before. That guy is scary. I mean, let me tell you, I got chills when he'd look in my eyes.
Well, he showed his true colors on the TSA issue, and the Texans knew about it. They were not fooled.
Well, I'm just telling you, my gut, very few people, like, you know, Danger Will Robinson, when that guy looks at you, that guy's super evil.
Day after day,
alone on the hill,
alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Reeves is in studio with us. The next little segment, I'm going to go to Noel, Scott, and others. Kaiser's coming on, so folks that are holding get to talk to Kaiser. Talking about economic collapse by design, banker occupation. By the way, we had hundreds and hundreds of entries in phase two of the Obama dictator contest. It made local news. People did airplane banner pulls. And it took us, well, the last month since the contest closed, arguing and debating and just to watch hundreds of videos. Great job, all of you. I will announce at the end of the show today the winner, $10,000. And then on the nightly news tomorrow, I'm going to play clips from the top four or five, and I want to make some prizes for them as well, but we're out of our budget. It's hard. I mean, first place and second place are about one degree apart, but I'll announce it at the end of the transmission in about an hour, 5 minutes from now. Going back to Richard Reeves briefly. Richard, all over the country, we're seeing Lugar, Specter, Republican, Democrat. They're all running. I mean, they're in trouble. People are getting rid of them, even with electronic fraud. The landslides are so big, they're not able to cheat them. And this is why they're panicking and having all the neocons call to ban guns now. And they're calling to ban them. They got legislation introduced to register you when you get ammo and ban semi-autos and all clips above 10 mags. I mean, we're in trouble. Again, we're winning, but we're in trouble because the crooks are still in control. So people have to understand we're in the fight of our lives. We're in the fight. We're not broke back in the ditch. We can still beat these people, but it's going to take deciding we're going to beat them. It's going to take getting angry. But I see the signs of that. I mean, Richard, 10 years ago, people would make fun of me walking down the street, some of them. Now, that never happens.
And I was with you 10 years ago seeing that happen. Exactly. So
they're not making fun now.
Exactly. They're not making
fun. What do you make of Dewhurst thinking that he'd won?
Well, I think he was just counting on the black box to kick in. Because he was claiming that, you know, he actually said, well, the people of Texas have chosen a true patriot constitutionalist, somebody that really is going to fight the federal government, et cetera, somebody that's not an establishment candidate. And, you know, as if he'd won, it was just crazy. I don't know if that video is still up or not.
And notice he's now anti-establishment. When people hear you work for the cocaine importation agency with Klaus Barbie, he finally started talking about his Air Force record and working for the CIA. People don't like hearing that. They know the CIA works for foreign banks now.
More and more, exactly. They're learning that. So that's what is very encouraging of about this. The incrementalism is starting to shift the other way. I tell you, this morning I was happy. I was smiling because I can say at least we've got a metric here that shows that we're doing some serious damage to the New World.
But what do they do when that happens? They come out with TV shows that the militias are going to blow up police stations like ABC's doing, and then they're going to blow up police stations and blame it on us. So get ready for all Hades to break loose. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us.
Well, the Colorado shooter thing was a perfect example, and you were pointing it out just the other day on your show saying, look, what did the American people do in response to the Colorado shooter? Did they go beg for anti-gun legislation? Heck no. They went out and bought more guns. I got to give credit to Obama for one thing, at least one thing, that he has been the best gun salesman in history. Thank you, Obama.
Well, yeah, they keep misgauging us. Just because they got a bunch of brain-damaged people watching TV, they aren't in the game. We probably got 100 million people that are pretty much woke up now. The globalists better watch their butt.
And that's just it. We've got maybe 100 million people that are woke up. Now, if they'll just engage, if they'll just...
That's right. If they'll just talk to one person. It isn't hard to beat these little chicken neck commie globalists.
That's right. Only 8.5% of the people in Texas voted in this primary runoff. Folks, we need to double...
Absolutely. Let me do a 20-second plug for InfoWarsTeam.com. We're hooked into the longevity computers. They're never down. They were down yesterday when we did that plug for the new Pollen Burst Plus berry flavor. You want to support us and get the best vitamin mineral products anywhere. InfoWarsTeam.com, and their computers are up right now for you to order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser, also known as Lord Kaiser, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. I'll take calls as well, getting into the global economic meltdown that he says is about to take a big dip downwards, get into HSBC and their Al-Qaeda funding and more. Noel in Virginia, then Scott and others. Thank you for holding. Noel, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, listen, let me tell you, I've been listening to you for 13 years. I became a subscriber to your nightly news and last night's show. I loved it. I got the gentleman's book 10 years ago of the Bloodlines of Illuminati. My son, who's 14, he listened to your show. I'm educating my family to know the truth, how this world really is run. And I have so much gratitude for you and for your staff that take so much hours out of their lives to pump in the truth. I'd rather die with the truth than die with a lie.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's right. The New World Order is a con artist. They get you to sell out, and you sell out everything good. I mean, evil does not have anything to offer.
Destroy is a techer. You know, in the Bible it says, my people perish from lack of knowledge. And since I've been listening to you for so long, I know the game now. See, the game can't play me no more. I'm relieved. I'm free from this box that they, you know, it's the greatest story of a soul to us. I mean, they mold us, they shaped us, and we really believe that this country is wonderful. And meanwhile, they're killing people all over the place. I'm, you know, yesterday you said something very interesting. Enjoy life. Well, life is a journey. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But you know what? When I get in my car and I drive, I am free because I know the game now. I know who's the enemy. It's not my next door neighbor. It's the people behind the curtain that runs...
Exactly. Even 15 years ago, I'd see a cop and taking a breath, you know, was I speeding? Now I just don't even care. Because even if the cop's a bad cop, he's a brainwashed victim, and I'm looking forward to having time to explain how the world works to him when they come over to my car. And let me tell you, it takes all the power away from the New World Order when you're not afraid of them anymore. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Noel. George in Pennsylvania, then Scott and others. George, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you so much for all you've done for us. Thank you for Mrs. Jones. Thank you for Ted Anderson and as easy as he made transferring my IRA over to precious metals. One thing that I would like to put a bug in your head to make you think about, the Iceland government is hiring people to go after the bankers for the international banker melee that they tried to pull on that country as well as ours. I was just wondering if with this money bomb, if you might consider a legal arm. I think if we sent subpoenas to a lot of these people that are doing unconstitutional acts saying you will be brought into court for your actions, I think we might have a better...
You know, I think cease and desist letters are important to people to say we're aware of your crimes, you're on notice. As citizens, we should all send cease and desist letters, because that's the tort ahead of a lawsuit to all these globalists, and we should file them in the newspaper. People should buy ads in the newspaper, full page if you can afford it, tiny thing if you couldn't, and do it on Craigslist. Cease and desist to the globalists. Cease and desist to the Department of Defense working for the foreign bankers launching drones against us. Cease and desist against local police departments running illegal checkpoints. Cease and desist against the Justice Department shipping guns into Mexico. Cease and desist the NATO and the Pentagon funding al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. That's an idea right there, because that has weight in common law down the road then for a lawsuit. Just like all these, you know, LIBOR scandal fixing the interest rates is an attack on us all. Again, all the organized crimes coming out. God is giving us a chance. This always happens, to see all the evil first. And then if we don't make the right decision now and turn the corner, doesn't mean we'll get out of all this evil right away. But if we don't make the decision to turn the corner, to turn around spiritually, I mean, it's a physical decision as well. You just got to say, I make the decision. Everything else flows out of that. Nothing will happen when you say, oh, it's too big, it's too hard. You got to say, I decide to fight evil. I decide to wake up. I decide to resist. Everything flows out of that.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the duration of this hour, we are joined by former top stockbroker, even worked with George Soros' son, author. He runs MaxKaiser.com. He is Max Kaiser. He's done shows with BBC, RT, Press TV, syndicated radio. The list goes on and on. And he has traveled the world. He broke down years before what would happen in Iceland. He predicted with stunning precision what would happen in 2008. And he is over in Europe. He's traveled to Spain. He lives in France, England. He was there during the ongoing riots of austerity in Greece, reporting live for us with hundreds of thousands in the streets chanting in the background. I was on his TV show yesterday, one of his TV shows, international TV shows. And he was talking about, hey, I think the collapse is basically imminent. And Max is usually, well, it's down the road. So I said, whoa, we better get you on my show to, you know, get an update on that. But also HSBC funding al-Qaeda, big banks caught laundering more drug money, running more aircraft. I mean, this is the mafia. Big banks create fake derivatives. They buy everybody off with it. They run things. They want austerity. Most of the debt is theirs. They convince you that you've got to have your pension fund taken, even private ones, because you're lazy. Now they've gotten to, your private pension fund is lazy welfare. Give it to us. Because they want to impoverish you. It's a banker occupation. So Max Kaiser joins us to talk about the LIBOR scandal. Everything we've talked about is now public. EMF Global, all of it. I mean, it's just, there it is, brazen criminals. And now there's suddenly, before it was like every few weeks there'd be an article 5 years ago. Then 3 years ago, it was every few days. Now, hundreds of articles a day. In blogs, newspapers, TV, announcing foreign banks took over. They do control derivatives. If you don't do what they say, they'll implode the economy. We're holding you hostage. But we know best. We're the technocrats. Unelected tyranny is good. We're going to forcibly inoculate you. And they have Austinites moving into a giant concentration camp at the old airport, getting partially free rent, free Volt cars with cameras in their homes watching them. I just read that from mainstream news earlier. We're entering a total Twilight Zone situation, and he coined the gulag, the casino gulag economy. He said that like 5 years ago on our show. Now they pay you to play video games online, but it's not really paying you. I mean, it is a hell world with cross-species animals everywhere, GMO exempt with diplomatic immunity, forcing you to eat it, the UN murdering people everywhere for their land, endless wars, Al-Qaeda being hailed in the news as heroes in Syria. I mean, we are entering an upside-down crazy world by design where people just give in to anything. That's my rant. Max Kaiser, break down those subjects. What do you want to go through first? What's happening with the global economy? Why are you saying we're inching towards a meltdown as the U.S. military admits they're getting ready for martial law in October? We're not saying that's going to happen. We told you before it was in the news. Now it's admitted. Armored pillboxes, automatic weapons, 40 caliber bullets, 450 million of them, surveillance, drones, checkpoints. What is happening, Max Kaiser?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I think the reason I make that comment has to do with the LIBOR scandal, because the LIBOR scandal is a new level of scandal, if you will. First of all, it works its way into the central banking system. So we have the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve Bank are implicated in this LIBOR scandal. We haven't had the central banks caught red-handed manipulating markets like this really before. And additionally, the LIBOR scandal itself is different because usually we have these instances where traders at banks are identified as rogue traders. They commit what are called fat finger trades. They lose billions of dollars. And the bank always says, well, it's an isolated situation.
And then they always commit suicide or are murdered, too. And we've seen some of that happening last week. Sorry.
Not enough, in my opinion. We need to see a lot more of that and a lot less passive resistance. But to finish on this idea, the nature of the LIBOR scandal itself, by definition, requires two or more parties at different banks working in collusion to manipulate interest rates. So by definition, it is a RICO. It's a syndicated. It would come under the auspices of being prosecuted under racketeering.
It's a conspiracy.
It is by definition a conspiracy, because the only way, nobody doubts that this took place. And if it did take place, it could only happen if there was a conspiracy, if there was a collusion amongst these bankers. So this opens up an enormous amount. You know, some are calling it the banking industry's tobacco moment, because the LIBOR rate is tied to over $500 trillion in securities around the world. And all of those people now have cause to sue the banks and the central banks and Timothy Geithner and Mervyn King and everybody else involved. And it's going to be an astronomically large sum of money that is going to fundamentally change the banks. And what will happen, Alex, is that the banks, as they're being sued because of the LIBOR scandal, will have to disclose finally some transparency on their books. So we'll find out that JP Morgan is in fact insolvent by a factor of 10 times their current market capitalization. Société Générale in France is insolvent. BNP in France is insolvent. Deutsche Bank, which has 60-to-1 leverage on its balance sheet, is insolvent by a factor of 20 or 30 times its current market capitalization. And as this information filters its way through the system, these banks will implode, and this will be the coup de grace of this huge scandal. If you thought that the Facebook IPO dropping 50% after 2 or 3 weeks, which is something, by the way, I said on my show, I said it was an absolute dead certainty that the Facebook stock would drop by a minimum of 50% within 3 months of the IPO. And that's exactly what happened, because that is a hologram of fraud, a Ponzi scheme with no business model. These banks, similarly.
Hold on, let me stop you. It's now come out that they've got bots 80% overcharging the clicks. I mean, it's now come out that Nielsen is a fraud. Of course, everything's a fraud. It's all fraud.
Well, that's right. Bots are creating the illusion of commercial activity. That means that the whole Facebook business model is a fraud. But these same bots are at work on the New York Stock Exchange. Just this morning, Alex, we had a huge New York Stock Exchange flash, crash, and then recovery event tied to a company called Knight Rider, who's a market maker. And they now are involved in a massive investigation for algorithmic rigging of the stock market. And they do this in order to squeeze a few pennies of profits out on top of the massive profits they already make. But they end up fundamentally putting at risk the structure of the exchange itself. So it won't be long now before the exchange just collapses under the weight of its own algorithmic fraud. And this, of course, sets in motion a chain reaction amongst other exchanges and banks around the world. So nobody has done anything. Remember the May of 2010 flash crash. Nobody did anything to put any safeguards in place to stop the exact same thing from happening again.
And the derivatives have gotten worse. All the and as things prepare to implode, they only engage in more reckless stealing. So we're talking about a biblical level collapse here.
Well, the derivative situation has gotten worse for two reasons. Number one, the total amount of outstanding derivatives has gone up, but the underlying economy that supports the derivatives has gotten smaller because all the 20 G20 nations around the world are in contraction. If you want to really look at it with a gross domestic product number that adequately reflects true inflation numbers, they're all in contraction. So the derivative problem is being magnified by the fact that not only are the number of contracts rising, but the economic activity that is the underlying collateral for that activity is shrinking. So you have the austerity measures in Europe, the austerity measures in the UK are causing tax receipts to plummet, which are causing the ability for government to fund itself to drop, which means they go more into the derivative market to help fake their way through the crisis, which, of course, creates this dynamic of rising fake derivative manipulated nonsense on top of an ever-shrinking collateral pool. Those two things get to a point where they're completely unsustainable. And the LIBOR scandal, I believe, will be the wedge that is the final wedge to create this that you drop, like Iceland, into the abyss of global currency collapse.
And Max Kaiser, what is the time frame, your best guess, dead reckoning estimation on the LIBOR scandal destroying what confidence is left in the giant Ponzi scheme operation?
20 minutes. No, I'm like it. No, it's Alex, the time is, I would, you know, this is, we're in the second half of 2012. The clearly what's happening in Europe is the banks are incapable of stemming the tide of collapse that is now sweeping through the European banking system. And their solution will be to create another 10 to 15 million euros in money printing to help bail out these banks. That will probably be commensurate on the timing of this, where you know, it's always difficult to make a prediction on a timing, but I've been pretty good in it on that in the past. So I will say that within the next 9 months, we will have an event that will make 2008 collapse seem minor by comparison.
I want to come back and talk about how the establishment will respond, what new power grab they're going to ask for to fix the crisis they created. And I want to tie this into war. I mean, they're not going to implode something like this without having a big war to get us to all rally around the crooks. So I want to get Max Kaiser's take on the Ayatollah over in Iran saying war in 2 weeks and a lot more. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all got front row seats to Armageddon. Deadlines and commitments.
Deadlines and commitments.
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. The globalists are running against the wind of history that tyrants will fall. They think all their high-tech gadgetry is going to protect them. They got another thing coming. They've tried to wreck the U.S. culture. All they've done is wreck people they can wreck. Those of us that are resistant are immune to their brainwashing. It's only served to aggravate us. That which does not kill us only makes us stronger. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, financial TV, radio host, former stockbroker, financial expert. So now suddenly it's not Max Kaiser 5 years ago or Alex Jones or Paul Craig Roberts or Bob Chapman or countless others breaking down what was coming, the mathematical facts. Now it's Larry Summers. All of them are like, there's a total catastrophe coming. The only answer is give us total power over your lives. So now they've shifted from, oh, yeah, we never really left the recession, as if we need them to tell us that, to total destruction, except for advertisements they put on about how things are getting better. Invest in the stock market today. What's being pumped up artificially by the plunge protection team. So how do they plan on getting out of this without going to jail like Bernie Madoff when they've committed crimes? How much bigger are the top banks' crimes in the aggregate compared to Bernie Madoff? What, hundreds of times bigger, Max Kaiser?
Yeah, it's funny you say about putting these white-collar criminals into prison. And, of course, the prisons in America are privatized. They're owned by private corporations. And many of them, like Corrections Corps of America, are listed on the stock exchange. I can imagine, Alex, if you put a group of stockbrokers and brokers in one of these jails, they will free themselves by organizing a leverage buyout of the jail, taking the jail private, releasing themselves, and then selling the jail once again to the public and making profit in the spread. In other words, the economy is so infiltrated with financialization and white-collar crooks, Wall Street crooks, and all the GDP, all the activity is tied to trading in some way, and all the trading is totally corrupt. You can't really take the corruption out of the system at this point because there's really nothing else but corruption. So it's like a car that is 80% rusted out. If you took the rust away, there would be no car at all. If you took corruption away, financial Wall Street corruption away from the American and the British economy, there would be literally nothing left. So these guys have figured out a way to imbue themselves into the system, to really attach themselves to the system like a parasite, and they are really hardwired into the system. And I thought what might be interesting, Alex, is that a lot of people are curious about market manipulation. You know, we've been talking about it on your show for years. And now that people understand that these markets are being manipulated, it might be interesting for people to understand a little bit more about how to actually manipulate the price on one of these exchanges. Because I used to do it myself when I was working on Wall Street. And it's the same technique, except now they use high-frequency trading and algorithmic trading. But the technique is basically the same. And it involves what are called wash trades. And the way this works, Alex, is that if a stock is trading at $100 a share and you're trying to manipulate the price to 101 or 102, you simultaneously put on a buy and sell order at 101 or 102. So the ticker tape, when it goes across, it'll show a transaction at that higher price. But that transaction actually didn't cost you anything because it was a simultaneously buy and sell. It was a wash trade. This is illegal. But it's done now with high-frequency trading and algorithmic trading billions of times a day. This morning, the fraud on the New York Stock Exchange involved hundreds of millions of transactions in the space of less than an hour. So there's no way to actually the authorities to step in there and to stop it, because the high-frequency traders, Alex, believe it or not, they're only constrained with their computer technology by the speed of light. That's how fast these traders are going now. They are doing trades in billionths of a second. And so, obviously, the law enforcement can't possibly keep up with this. But essentially, that's the way you manipulate prices up or down. Now, if you have a stock like IBM and you are manipulating the price, let's say, from 100 to 101, 102, and if you simultaneously put an option trade on one of the various options exchanges, knowing that there's going to be a price differential coming either up or down, you simply put on that trade on the New York Stock Exchange, move the price up or down by a few percentage points, and immediately book your profits in the option market. And this is what we did all the time on Wall Street, and variations on this theme. But it's very rare to find trading these days that is just people coming together and buying and selling in a traditional
exactly.
fashion.
It's all a giant matrix-like fraud absorbing the real world. And the bankers are so hungry, they're now taking houses they don't even own. Of MaxKaiser.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, and this isn't a game. I could sit here and go over 100 different articles where different world leaders, a lot of them who were involved in this premeditated criminal takeover of the real economy by the fraudsters. But you've seen the quotes out there. You've heard us cover the news. My question is, they're clearly gearing up for a bunch of new wars. The Ayatollah over in Iran is saying brace for war the next 2 weeks. I don't know if that's the case, but these are going from war drums to Al-Qaeda proxy armies attacking. I want to get into all of that with Max Kaiser, but let's go over a bunch of financial issues here after we finish up on this question, because I want to get into HSBC and the drug running and the Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's all over the news, just all of it. It's that's the thing about corruption, folks, is they always push the envelope, and it automatically will then sink to the most horrible thing you can imagine. Just like all over the U.S., they're saying you can't have water fall in your own garden now. We're going to arrest you 30 days in jail. That was in the news this week. All over, they're taking houses that are totally paid for. I mean, forget just triple selling the deed. They don't care if confidence is destroyed. They're converting it to prisons and checkpoints and if you're in the in crowd, your house doesn't get taken or you're allowed to travel. I mean, they really want a 1984 world where these globalists are offshore. They're tax exempt. They've written the laws. They pay little or no taxes and they can just get away with anything. The problem is in the bravada, hubris, chutzpah fueled madness of these people. They're trying to start wars now with Russia, who's wildly corrupt and has his own problems, but is not, you know, this brand of insanity. And, of course, they're infiltrated as well. This is a scientific, fraudulent takeover that Max was talking about, where they have created over $1,000 trillion of garbage, gotten governments to sign on to it, then they lecture us all day that it's our taxes that have to pay this off. And then they raise the taxes knowing good and well it's going to implode the economy and actually lower tax receipts, which makes government then fall apart and then become more predatory. I mean, it is a hellish plan. Max, how does war fit into this? Because clearly they want to launch the next big implosion during a war because they think people will rally around them. Then they can have their buddies, Al-Qaeda, stage an attack or take the blame for an attack and then really come after the people of Europe and the United States' freedoms. They got the military ready for martial law. That's now admitted. Secretary of the Army says they want to put troops in every city. It's starting. I mean, this is a takeover. We are being captured by the bankers who brag about it. So how will they try to complete this takeover, and is there any way to stop them?
Well, war has always been a handy profit-making enterprise for entrenched kleptocrats. What's interesting is that the U.S. is not waging war abroad. They're waging war domestically against itself. So this is tyranny. So this is the definition of tyranny. When the government wages war against itself, that's tyrannical. And this is what the U.S. government is doing. By stripping away all of the civil rights after 9/11, they opened the floodgate to the worst elements of government who are now in charge and attacking itself. And this is tyrannical. And they're doing so without any conscious adherence to any known democrat principle, constitutional principle, or economic principle. It's economic suicide. It's constitutional suicide. And so the war is, as you say, I guess sometimes the 360 full spectrum, you know, the war is both America fighting itself in a war against itself as an attempt to snuffs out its own democratic institutions, as well as fighting wars abroad, fighting wars all over the world. So clearly that's unsustainable ideologically and economically.
Max, do me a favor. Tip your camera down for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you, sir, because we want to get a good look at you there so we can put your bio and a name under you there, MaxKaiser.com. Max, well, I mean, it's the bankers using the U.S. as their giant attack goblin, but debilitating us at the same time. What is their out strategy? I mean, I see all these big billionaires that made their money off fraud, off manipulating markets and government contracts. They're all buying armored keeps in different, you know, rural areas of the world with private security details. I mean, why would they want to do something like this? I mean, you've described it. You call it suicide bankers, right? I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, it's not like the bankers are hurting at the moment. They're making record profits. And if you look at the prices of things that the bankers are buying, the prices are going up. I just saw a listing in New York City for a 3 or 4 floor apartment that is selling for $100 million. That is one apartment on sale, $100 million. And if you go to cities around the world, London in particular, New York, Paris, Moscow, you find that unbelievable wealth is putting money into apartments. They're putting money into art. You know, the art market, the high end of the art market is continuing to see higher and higher bids, precious metals, precious jewels. So they're getting fabulously rich. What I see here is a conflict between a modernity and medievalism. And what I mean by that is that in order to keep the population in line, the government is returning to pre-enlightened medieval society where knowledge is kept hidden or monopolized by a few. And I saw something today, Alex, which is a perfect example of this. There's a new hedge fund launching on Wall Street that is going to be based entirely on superstition. So the hedge fund, it has algorithms and bots that go into the market and make trades, avoiding like number 13, avoiding the mention of black cat, and they amass all of the superstitions from around the world, and then they have algorithms that try to trade around those superstitions. So what the elite are doing, they're trying to capitalize on this return to a superstitious belief system in society that has completely walked away from the age of enlightenment.
Well, that's right. Let me stop you right there. That is absolutely key. They've even admitted in documentaries about MTV, they are trying to dumb it down. That's why you watch things now, and it's something that a mentally retarded child would like. And this is done by design. It's so horrible.
I lived in a flat in Paris 2 years ago, which is where Denis Diderot lived when he was here living in Paris during the Enlightenment. And he's famous for creating the first encyclopedia. And of course, part of the Enlightenment was to take the knowledge from the church and put it into the hands of the people. Now we have the reverse. We have the knowledge of how to trade derivatives with a hedge fund that's got an algorithm searching for superstitions. That information is held behind a very high gate that is completely inaccessible by the masses, while it scoops up billions and billions of dollars from these markets in a way that's completely against any known economic principle other than medieval feudalism. And this is why these guys continue to get rich. The peasant class, which is us, which is you, which is me, who are being abused by this new monarchy and aristocracy, are being deprived of our access to meaningful information. We have, through the internet, access to an incredible array of information, but we do not have access to the algorithms that you can let loose into the stock market to automatically create arbitrage situations or high-frequency trading that is, in effect, just taking or stealing money out of the market. The Goldman Sachs high-frequency trading bot steals $100 million every single day. They have a computer that's parked right next to the New York Stock Exchange. They call it co-location. It's there to front-run trades and to siphon off money. If I put a tube in your neighbor's car and I siphon gas from your neighbor's car, that's stealing. And yet Goldman Sachs says they siphon cash from the New York Stock Exchange, and they have their defense is that they're making a market or they're adding liquidity. That's complete rubbish. It's just pure theft.
Now, Max, it's been ruled this is illegal, but they have the regulators in every position. Now I want to move quickly before we take some calls here. Monsanto, as you know, has a bill introduced as a rider. Looks like it may pass. To allow them to just get everything approved without approval, even of their own scientists and lawyers they've put in at the FDA, and to give them liability protection where they can do anything they want. I mean, now it's reaching literal godlike behavior by these people. Separately, we've got them talking about QE3. Let's get into the bankers wanting to sell carbon credits. I saw this a few months ago. They're about to get global diplomatic immunity when they sell carbon credits. I mean, they are making themselves under this global government absolutely exempt from their laws, but then they put laws on us saying we have absolutely no rights and are slaves. I mean, it's got to come to a head, and their answer is militarize the police and have a bunch of drones attack us.
Well, let's talk about the Monsanto issue first. The Monsanto is a particularly heinous corporation in that they sell these Terminator seeds. These are seeds that don't reproduce, so they have to be purchased every single year. So you're basically putting a boot on the throat of God and saying, "You can't these seeds don't reproduce. Only Monsanto can reproduce." Furthermore, they sell fertilizer that only works with those seeds. Again, the costs are astronomical. That's why something like 2,000 Indians in India are committing suicide. I think it's on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. It could even be on a daily basis. It's a cost.
Yeah, they drink the Monsanto poison to off themselves, yes.
Right. So now this is happening. And of course, if these seeds are, and this is happening in Canada and now it's happening in the United States, the seeds are blown by the wind in somebody else's farm, and then they sprout unknown to that farmer. But Monsanto lawyers show up and say, "We're going to sue you or arrest you for a patent." And the farmer had no idea that the wind blew these seeds into their farm, and yet they have the temerity to say, "You are committing patent theft." And so they take these people to court. And then, of course, they can't have the wherewithal, they don't have the money to go against Monsanto. And Monsanto just keeps winning these lawsuits. And it's similar to, we saw something in Bolivia where the people did not have access to rainwater. Then they sued Bechtel, the corporation that was imposing this, and they won. So where did Bechtel and these other people come? They come to America, right there in Texas. You don't have access to your own rainwater.
That's right. Bechtel comes in, buys up reservoirs that are paid for by the citizens, doubles, triples the prices, and they call that privatization. No, it's called robbery, and now they're securitizing and leveraging the water and to drive the price up. And now that's why they're announcing all over the U.S., you're not allowed to have rainwater on your own yard now. You're going to pay a tax for that, and they're going around arresting people with rainwater collection tanks.
Right. Now, on the carbon, first of all, when you look at these things in total, you come to the conclusion that all of this lawyering around the world with the banking institutions around the world, this is really a global group of people. I mean, this idea that you have of a new world order, which 5 years ago, a lot of people were not willing to see how the United States could be gobbled up or subsumed by a global clique of lawyers and bankers. It seemed far-fetched. And yet here you have corporations like Monsanto, which are attacking Americans with the help of a global clique of lawyers and bankers. That is a new world order, if you want to put it in those terms. That's exactly what that is. And we have no way to redress. Who do you go after exactly? Because this is now a global court and a global bank that answers only to itself, that completely supersedes the Constitution. It's just like in Greece. When Greece started to get into trouble, the government signed what was called a memorandum, which gave the Troika, which is the IMF, EU, and ECB, power over the country's constitution. So therefore, at that moment, and in that memorandum, the country of Greece also signed away the rights to all of their country's assets. And this is all that's going on there. These outside forces are bankrupting Greece to take the income-producing assets, the roads, the tolls, the lottery, And they're doing so for virtually no money because they are killing the country.
And then they install whoever they want and brag that the bankers are installing the leaders in Italy and Greece and Ireland and everywhere. I mean, it's incredible. So is the sky the limit? I mean, they're just God because they're fraudulent crooks. And by the way, they're eugenicists. That's what the bankers are into, is killing us. I guess after they've stolen everything, they plan to kill us with a bioweapon release. These are really nice people.
Well, here's what I would ask you. Here's my answer, Alex. You say, how far can it go? How far will these global banking crooks go? I would ask you this question. How low can we go? How low, how much pain are we going to take before something snaps? That's the question. Because they're never going to stop. They're programmed to take all the money, just like cancer is programmed to take it all. So that's not the question. We know the answer. What they intend to do, they intend to create a global peasantry when they are the aristocrats. They want to go back to the 16th century, the 15th century, the 14th century. So that's not the question. The question is not how high will they go, how low are we going to go? How far down are we willing to go? That's the question. And I don't know the answer to that because I don't see any evidence right now that people have decided that enough is enough.
Well, I'll tell you why, Max. You've got a high IQ. You know, people out there that have been successful, type A personalities, don't want to be pushed around. The average person, even if they're somewhat smart, is passive and thinks everybody's like them, so they're just trying to be helpful and friendly. And because the globalists wear suits and ties, they must be nice men, just like why women got in the car with Ted Bundy. And so you have to understand, a lot of people are physically in a trance. They watch TV all day. They think of themselves as these passive creatures that just kind of go through life. But what the globalists have to understand is not all of us are like that. And that's why they think they're going to use the military and the police. But I got news for the globalists. The military and police worldwide are waking up. You've seen it in Europe. And I think it's going to end up with the globalist getting put in prison. The problem is, like you said, the structure's now in place. So we'll probably just trade out this group for another group. I think as a culture, we have cancer. And as you just said, it's programmed to take it all. And God help us. That's all I can say. God help us.
Well, I'll give you a movie reference, which is interesting. It's very haunting. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, The Green Mile, with Tom Hanks. And there's a character named, his last name is Coffey, John Coffey. It's kind of a, JC, Jesus Christ type character.
Yeah, that's the big NFL player. I met him in a UFC fight. Big black guy with a cool voice.
Big black guy. And he's in this movie. And they're in jail. And Tom Hanks is talking to him. And he's saying, well, the guy who committed the murder, the real murderer, how did he get away with it? And this John Coffey character explains that it was love that killed the little girl. And the way he explained it is that the murderer set up two sisters, and he killed one of the sisters, and he told the other sister that if you loved your sister, you would never tell on him. So he used the idea of love to keep by her silence. Now, I may be getting this plot a little mixed up, but that's essentially the idea, is that love in the wrong hands by a pathologically sick person, it can be used as a disguise to fool people into trusting them and to fool people into thinking that they have a message that they need to respect. The love can be very used in this way.
Oh, no. That's what the tyrants do. It's all about how they love us, and they're going to take the guns, and they're going to take our property, and they're going to brainwash us because they love us.
Right. That's the message. They have a message of love and peace and understanding while they're putting us in prison, stealing our wealth, and destroying our economy. But people respond to love the same way people respond to sugar. It's hard-coded in our being. So we tend to believe it when somebody says, I love you. Our instincts are to believe them. And in that moment, that fraction of an instant, is when you lose your money, you lose your economy, and you lose your country.
Yeah, because a bunch of people are posing like liberals and conservatives when they're all part of a criminal group who... You know, I was talking to the Goldman Sachs former top executive who made this documentary a greater good about vaccines killing people. Now all the documents have come out. They know they don't help you. They hurt you. It's actually spreading the disease. And she said she had she was a Goldman Sachs exec, managing director, and she had this Goldman Sachs, big pharma guy in the meeting with her. And he said, I'm going to make $7 million this year killing people. And he thought she was part of the club. That's when she woke up. And he was telling her how much fun it was to kill people with the vaccines. And that's the crazy thing about these people. A lot of them, it's not just about power and stealing and being dominant. They really like killing people. They love the idea as the head of a big company that they're going to kill millions of people and that the hospitals are going to cover it up. I mean, and it's like a really big rush for them. Zbigniew Brzezinski writes books and brags about how he triggered a group to kill millions and how cool it is, you know, that he helped put Pol Pot in, who killed 30% of his population. And when he goes and gives a speech, the globalists are in awe of him. It's like, my God, he killed a lot of people. He's really tough. I mean, these are demons.
Well, once you scapegoat a part of the population, then they're marked for death. So in America, the poor have been scapegoated. I mean, during World War II, obviously, ethnic groups were scapegoated. They were vilified and they were slaughtered. In America, the scapegoating goes on in terms of the poor people. Poor people are considered to be socially misfits and that they are basically being targeted. And all the rhetoric out there, like a Mitt Romney character, for example, seems to put over this idea. Like he just said, for example, Alex, I got to ask you this question. He said, talking about Israel and Palestine, that Israel was more successful than Palestine because they were culturally superior. How is that different than the same eugenicist message of Hitler in the 30s and 40s?
No, we see this more and more. And we have become a very, very dark culture. And even those of us that don't like it have just become accustomed to it. Because when you dance with the devil, he doesn't change. He changes you. I want to go to some calls. But they're getting ready for all these big wars. Let me ask you this, because I want to do one more segment after this, but I want to go to calls right now. What do you make of the fact that, a year ago it was in a few newspapers that the West was putting Al-Qaeda in Libya. Now it's all over the news, and the London Guardian's like, well, Al-Qaeda's got good discipline. They're actually saying Al-Qaeda are good guys and work for the West, but then I need to give my rights up because Al-Qaeda's hiding under the table.
Well, I saw something today that made me laugh. You know, Vladimir Putin came out with a big statement today and said that he believes that NATO should stay in Afghanistan until the job is done. When you think about it, that's such a beautiful statement because, of course, that's where Russia, the Soviet Union, basically died in Afghanistan. It's where empires go to die. And so the U.S. is embroiled in this Mideast conflagration that looks like it's going to end up in the death of the U.S. empire as well. And so there's Vladimir Putin basically just smiling and saying, yes, you know, go for it, America. NATO should stay in Afghanistan. And of course, Al-Qaeda was working for us back then. Then they switched sides. Now they're working for us again on our side. They go back and forth. They were with us. They were against us. Then they were with us. And also, you mentioned HSBC earlier, Alex. Now what's come out in the last week, again, to follow up a story you've been covering for 10 years on 9/11, It now has come out that HSBC funded the 9/11 terrorists. If you connect all the dots, money that they were laundering for terrorists, that's now a headline in major newspapers all over the world, extends back 10 years. So now we know where the funding came from. $500,000 needed to do the 9/11 attacks. It came in part from HSBC.
And again, it's now, not just funding it, they're running it. It's like Wells Fargo running the aircraft for the Sinaloa group. I mean, this is who they are. They run it. They are the organized crime, and they're going to take everything we've got, and they've got the police training right now to kill us. And we better reach out to the police now and wake them up. Let's go to Scott in Idaho. You're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Max. Thank you both for your efforts in the battle for liberty and the cause of freedom. I have a very brief comment and a question for Max and or yourself.
Okay.
My comment is what I think I hear you saying, Alex, is that we're fast approaching the stage of the ultimate inversion, the stage where the government is free to do anything it pleases while the citizens can act only by permission, which is the stage of the darkest periods of human history, the stage of rule by brute force. my question is, Alex and Max, is it's been my experience over the past few decades that shortly after waking up, many people experience bouts of depression due to the paradigm shift, the new and true reality. What advice can you give people listening to deal with this?
I would say fight in the info war. Get aggressive. Don't. If you're depressed, if you're doing nothing, you're going to be exhilarated and become more vicious with the truth as you fight, as you take scalps of enemies, as you crush the enemy who needs to be driven out. Max Kaiser.
No, it's a real good question, because you know you have to weigh the pros and cons of being awake and maybe suffering the reality of being awake. Or you know, it's like that scene in The Matrix where he decides to go back into the Matrix. The steak tastes great. I don't care that I'm a slave living in the Matrix. I love the taste of this steak, and he wants to go back into the Matrix. It's a very profound moment in that film.
Hold on, more calls coming up. We'll be right back. This Matrix leads to death. Take a few more calls with Max Kaiser. I really can't do justice to this, who the winner of the $10,000 contest is. I'm not going to announce it now because the sheet was in there. I needed it in the last segment. It wasn't. We're in overdrive now, and some stations don't carry this. I'm going to leave these right here, folks. This is a direct thing in front of the whole office. I'm going to leave the winner right here. I'm going to lay it down right here on top of the Time magazine over here. And at the start of the show tomorrow, I will announce the winner, and we will have a piece put together that we will play on the show with some excerpts of some of the runners-up as well. Okay, and you'll get your $10,000. It's indescribable the great job everybody did. Look, you got to get aggressive with these tyrants, and they can't get away with this if you won't let the TSA stick their hands down your pants, because that's going to be everywhere. Like I told you, that's the new America. It's just a bunch of minders poking at you, yelling at you, because they're getting you ready to be a slave. They're getting ready to get rid of America, get rid of freedom. Braun in Alabama, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a specific question about the economy, or rather some strategy. But to speak to what that last caller said, if I can for a minute, I think what people have trouble with in confronting all this stuff about the Matrix and the New World Order is that they also have to confront the fact that they were living in that false system and that they were fooled by it, and maybe it's an embarrassment, or it's just hard to even fathom, or it's also hard to fathom where all this could take us, and they get a little scared by it and, you know, back down. And I think that people just need to, you know, find some way to focus that energy and improve themselves. Maybe.
Yeah, no, this New World Order road leads to death, okay? That's the globalist own statements. We've listed it all here. Do you have a quick question for Max Kaiser?
Yeah, you know, I study the economy, and you know, my site talks about this a lot on Twitter. The perception that the market is kind of like the large populace, in the sense that they don't seem to grasp the fact that economic collapse could actually happen. You know, that all these signs that are happening now, the purchase, the PMI indexes are crashing around the world. You know, UK is going into recession, all that stuff. It doesn't faze them, and the behavior.
No, I hear you. I got to jump because we're out of time. I'm not exactly sure what the question there is. It's more of a statement. Look, folks, they're already in, even like the London Telegraph, which is normally pro-banker, saying, is it time to start arresting bankers? The good news is we're getting past their puppets, Obama, Romney, you know, Cameron, to the actual globalist. And the globalists are saying that. I mean, they're not invincible, Max. I mean, I think we're going to end up seeing a lot of these folks go to prison. I think humanity's going to wake up.
Well, they're pushing their luck. You know, there was a report that came out today about this hedge fund manager in the Hamptons, saying that he's genuinely concerned that a populist uprising will come and attack him, and he feels very vulnerable out there in the Hamptons on Long Island, which is an enclave of many, many rich people. And I think this top group of kleptocrats, these bankers, are beginning to realize that they are very vulnerable. It's really not that difficult to get to them. And as more and more people understand the nature of their crimes, they're going to be motivated to go after them. Now, the question is, are they going to save themselves by reversing their behavior, or are they going to double down on their own fraudulent behavior? History tells us that they double down and they push their luck, and there's a revolution of some type. And we've already seen it in in the Middle East, and we're seeing huge outbreaks of social unrest already in Europe. I would imagine that in Britain, in within 6 months, you'll see what we've seen in Greece, because their economy is in free fall. As soon as the Olympics are over, the next round of economic numbers will be reported. It'll be confirmed that the UK is just teetering above depression, and the people are going to be out in the streets. You know, you had 2 million people on the streets anti-war, so that we know that they can get out onto the streets. Now, when they'll be out there fighting for themselves, they will be, and they won't be happy.
Well said, Max Kaiser, maxkaiser.com. Thank you for spending time with us today. I appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure, Alex.
People will be able to see the TV show we taped, coming up on Friday at your website?
That's right. It's going to be on the famous Alex Jones on the show. Looking forward to it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Max. All right, folks, a lot more coming up in retransmission. See you on the Nightly News tonight. Big show, in-studio guests, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. I will announce the winners at 8 after tomorrow on the radio.